Well, happy Tuesday morning to you. Welcome to Awaken Engage. My name is David Robert Jones, and this episode is titled Breaking into Wholeness. I was out biking the other day and was cycling along this river, and you know, it hit me that rivers can teach us a lesson. Rivers don't fight the contours and slopes of life, and yet they somehow make an incredible impact wherever they go. They go with the flow, and they are the flow. I love the way the writer Adi Ashanti puts it. He says, if we can let go of the way we think life should be, then life starts to reveal its magical qualities. We experience life with a sense of wonder and deep satisfaction when we release our illusions of controlling it. Often, though, we don't release our tight, controlling grip unless we experience brokenness. And the gifts of brokenness include firsthand experiential knowledge that the one choice that we really have is how we will respond to right now, to the present moment. I think brokenness teaches us that we have always been whole and connected at our core. It's interesting. You know, we talk about people hitting rock bottom. And I think we think of that in a negative way, often because it does come with catastrophic consequences to those around them and to their own life. However, think about rock bottom. What is a rock bottom but that core place that is whole, a place of such integrity that it cannot be moved or displaced or fallen from? Brokenness, then, like all paradoxical truth, opens the eyes of our hearts and minds to a wholeness that was there all along. How blessed are those who are broken. And may we all live from our wholeness, from our rock bottom, and wholly enter into the magical flow of life. I hope you have a wonderful, wonder-filled day, fully present and fully alive. Cheers.